Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful.
For our listeners who don't know about Downtown Lansing, Inc., tell us what you do there.
We run all the downtown revitalization programming for the city of Lansing. So we do everything from promotions, business development, organization, beautification, and design. Those are like our five areas of focus.
Continue. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
All right. Well, there's a couple of cool things coming up in downtown Lansing. Let's first talk about Lansing in the Pink. What's that all about?
Lansing in the Pink is a partnership that we have with the Mid-Michigan affiliate of Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure, which is the biggest 5K downtown throughout the year. And it's coming up on April 17th, and it brings over 7,000 people downtown, not just from the Greater Lansing region, but from the entire state to rally around a great cause. In Lansing in the Pink, we started last year. Some of you may have remembered thousands of pink ribbons downtown to really welcome and embrace survivors, you know, in honor of people who unfortunately have passed from the disease, and just really invigorate a downtown and embrace, you know, a community around a great cause. So Lansing in the Pink starts today with Decorating Day from 11 to 2. So thousands of pink ribbons will be hung throughout downtown and the capital city, most of them all decorated by people in the community in honor of somebody or just offering inspiration to people walking by, as well as over 15 businesses are participating in a storefront decorating contest. And then starting tomorrow on Friday the 8th, the public can come down and see them, go online at lansinginthepink.org and vote for their favorite one.
All right, let's talk about Lansing First Fridays. It's here.
It is. Our first Friday was on April 1st, last Friday, and it went really, really well. It's a really exciting regional promotion with downtown East Lansing, downtown Lansing, and Old Town, and really getting the businesses involved to offer a great deal or a special, something that's different and unique, not just, you know, a happy hour deal or something like that, but really something more, whether it's two-for-one appetizers or freebies, just to really get people out there. And it's designed, you know, for people to just explore all the great dining, shopping, entertainment, and everything that Lansing has to offer. So the initiative is designed to add the interest to the region and raise awareness of its offerings and to really spur economic development, because you're attracting more people to local businesses throughout the region.
If folks want to know more about First Fridays, how do they get that info?
LansingFirstFridays.com, or also Lansing First Fridays on Facebook and Twitter is a great way. All the specials are listed. The next First Friday is Friday, May 6th. And the other really neat thing about First Fridays is that the Entertainment Express, the trolley that kind of runs from downtown East Lansing to downtown Lansing on the Michigan Avenue Grand River Corridor, from 5:30 to 2:30 a.m. every First Friday, it's free. Anyone can ride the trolley for free. And in addition to that, all CATA bus service throughout the region, all regular routes, starting at 7 p.m. to the end of service on each route, is all free to anybody as well.
Now, downtown Lansing has lots of fun events in the spring and summer. Anything coming up that's new and cool?
Nothing new, but some of, you know, the great events that are coming up this summer are back. Be a Tourist in Your Old Own Town is coming up on June 3rd. You also have Chili Cook-Off that same night as well. So that weekend is going to be lots of fun downtown. Lugnuts Baseball, their opening day is today. So you're going to have a great season of, you know, baseball and fireworks on the weekends. Then you have Common Ground coming up in July. You have Taste of Downtown in July. You have Old Town doing some great events as well, like Festival of the Sun and Festival of the Moon in June, and then, you know, Jazz Fest and Blues Fest. And there's just so many great festivals that happen, you know, throughout the city in the summer. It's just a great, vibrant place to be, and there's always something to do.
All right, Mindy, I'm ready to party. You got me fired up. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, Mindy Billadoux is the Executive Director for Downtown Lansing, Inc. And for people who want information on everything that we've been talking about, where can they go, Mindy?
The easiest one-stop shop is downtownlansing.org. There's a whole events calendar, you know, throughout the year, and lots of great information on everything you want to know about downtown.
Enjoy your day, Mindy.
Thanks, Tony.